So let's go beyond the headlines. We're talking with Michael Koffler, assistant professor and director of the University of Virginia Curry School of Education's Children's Learning Clinic. And he's been looking at these popular computer-based training programs designed to improve behavior or academic performance in kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. All right, I want to get to the meat of what you found in just a moment, but I want to ask first, why did you go looking at these in the first place?
We're really trying to understand what's going on with kids with ADHD, both their strengths as well as their limitations, so that we can design the best possible interventions to help capitalize on their strengths and weaken their weaknesses, if you will. Currently, there are only two evidence-based treatments for ADHD. There's medication, and then there's behavioral treatment. A third option has come about recently, and that's cognitive training. The idea with cognitive training is that if there are particular areas of the brain that are underdeveloped in kids with ADHD, maybe we can use computer-based exercises to help strengthen those, similar to the way we would use specific exercise to strengthen muscle groups.
All right, so you went and you looked at these cognitive training, and they're normally done on a computer, right?
Most of them are, yes.
And so what did you find?
They're not doing what they're saying they're doing. We found that these treatments are not effective for treating children with ADHD. They don't improve ADHD symptoms or behavior. They don't improve academic achievement. And in many cases, they don't improve the cognitive functions that they're claiming to target.
Is it all snake oil, or is there anything good that comes out of it?
No, I think that there is the idea behind cognitive training is good, and it's right. And I think that there's a lot of promise for this as a field. I think, unfortunately, what's out there right now just happens to not be targeting the brain functions that are most impaired in kids with ADHD. And more importantly, they're not targeting the brain functions that are linked with the ADHD symptoms or that are linked with their difficulties with academic achievement. And we're not targeting doing anything yet to work on their strengths as well.
This is News Radio 1070 WINA. You're listening to Charlottesville right now. We're talking with Michael Koffler, who's an assistant professor and director of the University of Virginia Curry School of Education's Children's Learning Clinic. And we're talking about ADHD and these computer-based training programs that are designed to improve behavior with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And so there are millions of people with ADHD. Is this bad news for them?
The good news is that you could save your money right now.
Yeah.
These are programs that in many cases parents are paying thousands of dollars for. Really, the conclusion is buyer beware. I think we've got a really good proof of concept here, and so we've the idea that cognitive training can improve cognitive function or brain function, I think, is a good one, and it's one that we see. For example, in studies of elderly adults, where we might be able to stave off some age-related cognitive decline. So there's a lot of promise here. What we need to do now, moving forward, is to design new ones that are more specifically targeting the specific areas of the brain that need to be targeted to improve behavior and academic achievement in kids with ADHD.
What are those specific parts of the brain?
Mostly in the prefrontal cortex, so right there in the front of your brain, and as well as some other areas involved that are responsible for what are called executive functions, which is a set of processes that help us guide our behavior. Things like working memory, which is your ability to not only hold something in your brain for a brief period of time, but also to do something with it, to process it or mentally manipulate it or flip it around. Other things like inhibition, your ability to stop yourself from doing a behavior is another example of an executive function.
Well, and my understanding of the prefrontal cortex is that it doesn't even fully develop until you're maybe in your 20s.
Yeah, you're right. The prefrontal cortex doesn't finish developing in typically developing folks until the early 20s or so. But what we see with the longitudinal fMRI research or the brain scan research over time is that kids with ADHD are delayed 3, 4, sometimes 5 years in the development of those prefrontal areas, even when they're, 10, 11, 12 years old. So the idea behind cognitive training is that, like physical exercise to strengthen muscles, maybe we can speed up that development or try and help them catch up. Unfortunately, what's out there right now isn't doing that, but I think there's a lot of promise going forward.
All right, so maybe a lot of folks who are engaged with the ADHD community, maybe neuroscience and the like, and computers, can come together and come up with something that actually does work, right? Is that the ultimate goal?
That is the goal, that's something that we're working on here in the Curry School. I'm working with a team of experts from around the country to develop different types of training games or tasks that we think are going to better hone in on the specific areas of the brain that we think are going to have the best chance for improving behavior and improving academic achievement for kids with ADHD.
Well, we hope that you certainly keep us up to date on that, because if you get a discovery, we want to tell the world about it, all right?
I appreciate it.